to put the piece together. And how many people did you talk with?
I interviewed 25 people, and in the end, I was working with about 20 hours of audio. And that 20 hours.
How did you choose who you would include as part of this piece?
Well, it was done basically through random sampling. It started by speaking to friends and family. It was someone close to me. Her story was a prime motivator. And it kind of snowballed out. People talked to people and brought me new connections. And, of course, once I really started to engage in the project, I actually started to contact certain organizations. So everything from birth control clinics to women's centers to youth centers to Native groups to prostitution advocacy groups.
So do you have any concerns about
sexual assault
the silences within the silences, I guess, the gaps within this... the narrative about this whole issue, people who aren't here, people who aren't represented.
Sure. And there are absences, certainly. I'm very cognizant of the fact that particular cultural groups face added barriers. With the documentary itself, I quickly came to realize that I couldn't use every story, and even of the stories that I did use, I certainly couldn't use every part of a story. So what I have done is started that process. I've created a space for women to start to speak about their experiences.
The story is true. Certainly it's important to state that my role as a producer is very, very much imprinted upon this piece. Within the conceptual process, the selection of samples, and the editing process.
It's not a sex.